Holy shit, guys, we're back.
Oh my god! Oh my god.
Episode 34 of Brain Drizzle. I think it's been over a month, hasn't it?
Oh shit. You know, I think you might be right.
But now, normally a hiatus like that would be a bad thing, but we never knew what we were doing in the first place, so I think we'll be okay.
And we still have our jobs, right? Right, guys?
I guess we'll find out. Do you realize 100 people watched the test failure for the live podcast?
Are you... Why?
Well, obviously I doubt all the way through, but still.
Maybe we should do another one of those.
I mean, I guess we could...
Actually be prepared.
Yeah, I mean, that would help a little bit.
Yeah, it would.
So, before we get into our good old-fashioned stories, I think some thank yous are in order, because you guys have been awesome.
Yes.
I mean, I was a little worried when we did the GoFundMe thing, because, you know, we're not that big, but, you know, I think that worked out really well.
Yeah, it did. Thanks everybody who shared it and who donated. I still have a roof over my head, and it is because of you guys.
And the link is still there. If you can contribute a bit more, that'd be great. But still, it was awesome, and I am really proud that we have this kind of community.
Yeah, my sister is also very, very grateful. Like, almost beyond words grateful. And I'm going to make sure that I don't let you down, and I'm going to work on getting better and getting you guys better content, because I think that is in order.
So, with that in mind, let's hope this podcast isn't a piece of shit. But if it is, it's partially my fault.
Damn. My sister will also kick your ass for that.
And by the way, since we haven't done this in a long time, some of the stories aren't the freshest news, but they're still interesting and ones I didn't, like, see talked about a lot.
Yeah, and we, they're not fresh, but we kept them in the fridge, so they should be good.
I mean, some news stories ripen like a fine wine with age, right? That's how news works, right?
We'll find out. Go.
Fuck out, good segue. Did you know that apparently neurons in the brain of healthy people can have drastically different genomes?
What?
So basically, you know, there are little mutations that can happen in a cell, like, you know, there's like one nucleotide, and then there are like these like big mutations that can like shuffle around entire chromosomes.
Like a deck of cards.
Kind of. And apparently, they sampled individual neurons from around the brain of like one person, and then they did that multiple times, and individual neurons can have large-scale differences in their genomes within a person, and they don't know why this is happening.
That is creepy. That creeps me out, and I feel slightly violated that that I have a human brain inside of my skull right now.
So, I mean, maybe it, like, actually is functional and how they connect to each other, but it's a thing. And, like, they did this with skin cells, and that's kind of there to a much lesser extent. But in the brain, it's all over the place.
See, again, arbitrary.
Pretty much. And, like, they found this in healthy people, and, like, people with certain conditions, like dementia, Parkinson's, or whatever, have those kinds of mutations, but the same one throughout most of the brain.
So basically, people with brain consistency are the ones with problems.
Pretty much. So basically, the idea is that with conditions, the big mutations happen really early in development and affect all the cells, and in healthy people, a bunch of different mutations happen later on in life. So, that's just fucking weird.
Yeah, that is. That is very fucking weird.
Speaking of weird, what stories do you have?
Yeah, the weirdest. Okay, so fucking people. Come on, Google Chrome. Okay.
Please leave it in. Please, I beg you, leave it in.
I will. Okay, so your brain sees things that you don't. Again with the creepy. University of Arizona doctoral degree candidate Jay Sanguinetti. Nothing?
Okay.
That name doesn't ring a bell?
No, should it?
We're gonna take a break for you to look that up. That name up.
What? How do you spell it?
Sanguinetti.
Sanguinetti. Also, make sure you're still recording, all right?
I will.
Bob Sanguinetti, a hockey player?
No.
That's the first thing that came up.
Well, maybe that's where the name was. I could have sworn that was the last name of one of the people who... of the guy who was controlling Andrea's brain.
No. Andrea's brain was... let me find it quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Sanguinetti.
That's...
That's why I was like... I was really confused. I'm like, what?
Then where the heck have I heard that last name? I don't give a shit about hockey.
Yeah, neither do I.
Oh, maybe I just talked about something this guy did one other time on Brain Drizzle, because I remember talking about his last name meaning blood pasta.
Right. Yeah, that does ring a bell a little bit. But, yeah. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. I'll find a way to edit that to make it cool. Or I'll just leave it like that. Like, okay, just like, okay, guys, I don't...
And also this conversation, right?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's like, I really should look things up, but I thought that I was going to be slick.
Yeah, I remember the blood pasta comment, but I do not think that was in relation to the brain control story.
Yeah, it must have been something else this guy did. God, it's gonna bug me now. I'm gonna have to... Okay, audience, go through all... Watch all of our past Brain Drizzle episodes, and...
Well, watch all Brainstorm again, too.
Yeah, do it. No, seriously. Go through and try to find who this guy was when I mentioned him on Brain Drizzle, and then put it in the comments, and you will win a prize.
And by prize, we mean...
Nothing.
We will... Nothing. Okay. Anyways.
You'll get a sticker.
Not really.
But I'll be keeping it at my house.
Yeah. We'll, like, have a sticker in your honor. Anyway.
Back to what blood pasta did. Yeah, we should just, like, look up some of this guy's studies, like, once a month. Like, every time this guy does something.
And this week in blood pasta.
This week in blood pasta. Okay. So this guy actually... This is actually, like, really fucking mind-blowing. Because, like, the, because basically the conclusion I jumped to about this was, ooh, intuition is real and this is how it works. But really, it doesn't... I don't know that the study necessarily stretches that far. However, what this dude did was he like put some, you know, he hooked up like EEG stuff to people's brains And then he showed them, like, images of, like, silhouettes. But in the margins, like, in the blank area around the silhouettes, there was, like, these, there was hidden objects, hidden shapes that were, like, pictures of everyday objects, right? And basically, he studied to see if, like, the human brain actually picked those up or not, or processed them or whatever. Well, basically, the people were not conscious of seeing those hidden objects, didn't remember them, didn't know anything about them. Like, what, there was a picture of a record player in there? You're joshing me, bloody. But according to the brain scans, not only did the brain see the objects, but it actually interpreted them and knew what they were, but just didn't let the consciousness know about it. Just didn't let the conscious mind know about it, because apparently they weren't important. They were just kind of barely there. So basically, that's actually just been a question for a really long time of what all does the brain process when you look at stuff? And, okay, obviously the brain sees more than we do, but how far does it actually process it? Turns out it processes everything completely, and then it tells your conscious mind to pay attention to the...
Yeah,
what it needs to know to pick up what's important. It's not they only pick up what's important and don't process anything else, like a lot of people thought, which means when you get, like, a gut feeling, it's because your brain's not telling you something.
Maybe.
But that was my interpretation.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me, I think the story that we first mentioned as a guy, for some reason it involved a similar experiment and an image of a pumpkin. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, when basically they were looking, like, one eye, they had, like, a whole bunch of, like, just visual noise, like static pumped in, and the other eye was either a picture of a chair, a pumpkin, or a kangaroo. And while they were, like, looking at that stuff, they're asked, okay, can you see the hidden image? And some people were able to say, see the pumpkin or whatever was on there. But if there was a pumpkin and they told them to look for a kangaroo, they couldn't see the pumpkin at all. But if they're told to look for the pumpkin, they could see the pumpkin. If they were just, like, left alone,
right. Then
sometimes they'd eventually see it, but it'd take them longer or they wouldn't pick it up. But if they were told to look for something else, they didn't see anything.
Right, mystery solved on when we encountered blood pasta.
Mystery solved on when we encountered blood pasta. That, yes, he's the one who did that study. Ah, yes. Okay, so no stickers for the audience.
Do I get a sticker?
No.
Damn. Okay, what else you got?
What else I got? I wonder if he'll do a study on why people remember others in the wrong contexts. Like how I put him in the brain control context rather than the pumpkin static context.
Well, no offense to Sanguinetti, but the brain thing is just way cooler.
Yeah, it is. It's a fact. Okay, Okay, so basically this is a saga. This is a saga that is unfolding right under our noses, this next story. It is right. Also the brain. Back in
three brain stories,
yes. Back in February, they did a study to find out that early music lessons boost brain development.
Mm-hmm.
And then, back in September, they found out the ability to move to a beat linked to brain's response to speech. Basically, musical training can actually sharpen, like, language processing.
I see.
Possibly why I do so well, even though my hearing sucks.
See, that doesn't make sense, because my brother had piano lessons when he was little, and he's not that great at the language processing.
Well, maybe he would suck really bad if it weren't for those lessons.
Maybe.
Like, way worse. And maybe he's just lazy.
Well, he is definitely lazy. So, mystery solved.
Mystery
True
solved.
Mystery
okay.
solved.
And then November, just like 10 days ago or so, basically, they found out that just a few years of early musical training benefits the brain later in life. It was Nina Kraus and some people at Northwestern University. Where is that place? I don't even know where Northwestern University is.
Northwest, somewhere.
It's in the Northwest. No, wouldn't it be funny if it was called Northwest University and it was in, like, New Mexico?
Yeah, it's in the Northwest of New Mexico.
Northwest New Mexico. That would be awesome. It's like Southwest. Anyway, yeah, it's just like Northwest University in Florida. Alright, but yeah, this lady pretty much figured out that, like, adults who had, like, music lessons for 4 to 14 years when they were kids, who did not play at all after that, like, basically didn't play again for 40 years, did not pick up that instrument ever again, because they're just like, I hate the piano! Violins are stupid! Screw rock and roll! Or whatever their damage was. Basically, when they were old, they would actually be able to respond way quicker to speech sounds, like a millisecond faster, which doesn't sound like much, but basically, it's like, keep in mind that it's a millisecond faster over, like, millions of neurons. So it's like a New York millisecond.
I mean, I'm just surprised they were able to pick up that subtle of an improvement.
They're wizards. Duh. Yeah,
that's exactly what scientists are. Wizards.
Wizards.
Wasn't it right if that was just the name for scientists?
Wizards.
It was called wizards. That would be the best.
I'm going to start calling them that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're wizards from now on. Let's see if we actually keep up with that.
Yeah. That's...
Okay, so this wizard lady basically found out that if you learn music when you're a kid, you actually do better later in life. Like, it permanently augments your brain. Which is awesome.
That sucks for me.
Yeah, that does. You're going to be all like, what? And I'm going to be like, man, I have worse hearing than you. Really? No, but seriously, I'll have trouble hearing people if they're facing away from me. But if they're facing toward me and I can see their lips move, it's just kind of like, it's like it goes from muffled to crystal clear. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, also, I can actually tune a guitar or any instrument, like, almost exactly, like, even more sensitive to than one of those $10 sound digital tuners, just by, like, really listening to it, like, listening to it hard. And it's actually because my hearing has sucked a whole bunch. Because my hearing sucked a whole bunch, it makes me have to listen more carefully. So I ended up with, I can't hear the person who's talking to me 10 feet away, but if I get real up close to something, I have a very finely tuned sense of minute difference that I can pick up that other people can't.
That's cool.
It happened because I've had to listen so hard. And I almost wonder if maybe something about that process, like the skills that you learn from, like, doing music, actually makes your processing more sensitive to what your brain is giving you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so that'd be cool if, like, they could figure that out one day and I actually found the story.
Yeah.
I bet Sanguinetti will figure it out. Or maybe, actually, if these are all from Northwestern University, I'll keep on this lady's ass. Internet stalker. I must know.
Well, I think that's about it. For the people who said they missed the podcast, do let us know if you still do.
Yeah.
Also, we have a title this week.
We have a title this week?
Oh, yeah. This Week in Blood Pasta.
This Week in Blood Pasta, yes. Awesome. All right, so...
We're doing this last minute, so we gotta get editing. Or you gotta get editing.
Okay.